Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival. I'm here with Stephen Frears, director of Victoria and Abdul. Welcome.
Thank you, you're welcome.
I remember that we were talking about Victoria and Abdul in Lecce, and you said that you got very interested in this story that nobody knew about. Were we ever skeptical about, you know, working again on a queen in this case?
Well, it makes me laugh. It's always good for Republicans to be made to make films about monarchy. No, I just thought it was an interesting story and very, very well written. So it was a pleasure to do.
How did you decide on the approach to give with Leol? You know, there's a lot of irony, and of course you
well,
cannot...
Well, it was written in that way. It was written to be funny, okay, and to be touching. And I read it well.
So it was always your idea to,
yes,
have it like this?
Yes, well, the writer had written a funny script.
What kind of relationship did you picture they had? Because in the film, I perceived an evolution. I mean, at first...
She was wonderful. When she came across him, she really... she liked him to stand behind her because it made her look good. Well, and I'd only discovered that after I'd made the film. I thought, oh, that was very funny. You know, she just thought, oh, he's an attractive-looking chap. Stand behind me.
And then, but in the end, I felt it more like a mother and son relationship.
Yes,
but
course.
Only in the end. I mean, there was an evolution.
Well, it's easy with Judy, isn't it? She's like everybody's mother.
I read that you were like afraid that she wouldn't accept it to
well,
do it again.
Well, she played Victoria before.
Yeah,
I didn't know if
course.
She'd do it again. I mean, she doesn't wear... You know, the costumes are always the same. They don't change their clothes. She wears what she wears. But she did. Anyway.
Have you ever thought of a backup plan in case she
no,
say no?
I can't imagine anyone else playing it.
Yeah, not me either, but...
It seems inconceivable.
Totally
you can't imagine anyone else.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I mean,
lack of imagination.
The film is very contemporary, you know.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Well, that's what's good about it.
And do you think that if something like this happened today, it would be accepted?
Well, our queen is a more conventional woman than Victoria was. I think I'd be delighted if something like this happened again.
But you think that they would, you know, treat them the way they treated him in the first place? Do you think that something has changed?
You mean, is there still racism? I think there
yes.
is still racism, yes.
I mean, that's so open racism,
yes,
you know,
so.
Because...
I mean, you know, Diana, they treated Diana very badly because she was an outsider.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being with us. Good luck.
Pleasure.
And it was Stephen Frears, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Inside.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.